last week, your group therapy, we all heard about Melanie's thing one, thing two experience. Her boyfriend wanted to go as the Cat in the Hat, thing one, thing two. Callie, his ex, already ordered the costumes. She was going to be thing one.
Yeah, so like how in the world did he like come up with this idea with the ex without asking Melanie? Like they informed Melanie this was what was happening.
Right, exactly. Not a way to find out.
Yeah, her costume, her couple's costume got hijacked by the ex. So yeah, we had some ideas. We were like, listen, you can, you know, get like your own version of thing two and be really hot.
Yeah, vamp it up.
Yeah. Or just go with something completely different and kind of leave them hanging.
But we did make her promise before she got off the phone that she would follow up with us and let us know how it all went. We have that update.
She did. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I appreciate all the support everybody gave, validating I wasn't crazy to be upset by this.
Mm.
But the more I thought about it, the more I got really mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to take your advice and go as the hot version of thing two.
Well done. Well done. Yes.
Ran out, got my own costume, made sure I was ready to go by the time she showed up to his house with the costumes. You should have seen the look on both of their faces when I rolled into the room after changing, looking like a snack with long blue hair. LOL. His jaw dropped. So did hers.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. She did buy my thing too costume for me.
Uh-huh.
But the one I was supposed to wear was a big frumpy pajama onesie with an in a size XL. I'm a size small.
Okay.
And her thing one was like my vampy one.
Oh, stop it.
It was so obvious what she was doing. She was totally planning to make me look like an idiot while she was going to be the hot one.
Oh, wow.
She said the store ran out of the sexy thing, too. Maybe because I bought it.
Maybe.
Winky face. We said many things with our eyes as she fake complimented me. Anyway, we get to the party. You should have seen the awkward looks we got all night because everybody at his work knew Callie was his ex.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of wondered why in the world we were there with her in coordinated costumes.
Yeah, that is something else that we should unpack, but okay.
My boyfriend quickly learned what an awful idea the whole thing was. He was constantly having to answer questions like, what's up with Callie being with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
The best part was that Callie's whole agenda just kind of blew up in her face. After about an hour, my boyfriend leaned over and asked me if I wanted to get out of here, and he said he was sorry. He just felt bad that she didn't have a date and thought they could pull off the whole being friends thing. But after what she pulled, he understood my point of view.
It took that?
I guess.
It took that for him to realize?
Listen, sometimes men get there a little slower.
I feel like I'm pretty dense when it comes to things, especially about women, but
You figured that out.
Oh my gosh!
We ditched her at the party, went home for her own private after party. Needless to say, I don't think I'm going to have to worry about her being a third wheel again. Thanks for the advice.
Well, until it is, because dude's just too, quote, nice and doesn't understand these things.
Well, he learned his lesson, I think. I think a lot of people pointed that out with all the questions that he had to answer. And then I think he realized, like, oh, okay. Yeah, this looks bad. This looks bad.
Okay.
Yeah, Melanie's very understanding. But I think she's feeling like, I win, so she's going to ride that high for a little bit now.
Like I
would still be a little, like, watching him with his behavior and watching his interaction with Callie.
This whole thing is weird.
I know.
This whole thing is weird. Like, he's got to just cut it off with, thing one, Callie or whatever.
Yes. Well, I don't know the circumstances between his breakup with Callie, or maybe like he was the one that dumped her and feels bad about it or whatever.
Anyways, not he sure. needs to move on.
Exactly.
And, okay, well, Melanie, thank you for the update. I'm glad the whole costume party thing went well. Sorry it was awkward. But still, you are still thrust into the middle of that, and it's still awkward for you because I'm sure you're having to answer questions just as much as he is.
Absolutely, but she's coming out smelling like a rose where Callie walks in there looking like the villain.
Yeah, that's, yes. All right. All right. Okay, well, there you go. That is your update from group therapy on 99.7 DJX.